Hey folks, welcome back to the WOW 101 podcast. I'm your host, James Jones. One of you thinks my voice is the balm of Gilead. Thank you, Tammy. That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me. Hey, this year, beginning January 3rd, there was a 6.1 magnitude earthquake that struck the coast of Alaska. 3 days later, January the 6th, New Zealand was hit with a 6.0 magnitude earthquake. April 29th, New Zealand again was struck with a 6.0 magnitude earthquake. August 14th, a 7.2 earthquake struck Haiti, as if they needed that. And September 7th, a 7.0 magnitude earthquake struck the province of Guerrero in the country of Mexico. It's along the southwestern coastline. Anyway, my point is, as I've said before, you know, this is one giant iron ball that's rotating around down there and hot molten iron spinning around, making everything good happen up here. But also, you know, when we do destructive things like add water, we add lubrication to those convection zones and continental plates, and we help them move around by adding that water. Anyway, the west coast of North America is well overdue, and I expect it to happen before the year 2021 is over. And so you folks along the coastline, the Pacific, be prepared. It's going to happen. Okay, Texas continues to draw our attention away from the border crisis with its anti-abortion law driving more young females into poverty. But Mother Nature's paying close attention and will be delivering a hurricane-type storm system to the Texas Gulf Coast even as I'm speaking to you. The Biden administration still using fear tactics to force vaccines on healthy Americans while ignoring millions of refugees coming into the country unvaccinated. Now, the only problem I have with this is that Vice President Harris, when asked during the election if she would take the vaccination, she said no, not if Trump was in control. Well, she could have put this thing at ease back then by saying, of course I will take the vaccine. It's the right thing to do. But they were too busy with their hateful agenda. And it worked. So that was good politics on their part. And Mr. Biden, I'm going to try my damnedest not to make fun of him or belittle him again, knowing that he is my president, the president of the United States of America. I did not vote for him, but I did not do enough to prevent him from becoming president. And the same goes with all of you. If you didn't vote for him, you didn't do enough not to allow him to become president. And he's 77 years old and my president, and those two factors means that if I listen to my father, I need to show respect to that man, and so he gets that respect. I will try to behave myself, but his administration, those that are running the scene back there behind the curtain, kind of like in The Wizard of Oz, those guys that are running the machine, they're really screwing things up, and I hope we can survive this administration. Speaking of this administration, California, where Vice President Harris is from, Nancy Pelosi, among other millionaires, they're going to have a recall on Tuesday, September the 14th, due to the ineptitude and ineffective regulations by the Newsom administration, the current governor, and his opponent during this recall is Mr. Larry Elder, and he's the only black man that I know that has been accused of being a white supremacist, so hats off to you, Mr. Elder, and you're in my thoughts and prayers, and good luck to you. Also, on the brighter side, Herschel Walker is running for office in Georgia. Now, this sweet, wonderful man who's been nothing but a law-abiding citizen all of his life and done everything he could for the state of Georgia and to promote the state of Georgia. He's such a wonderful person, great football player. As you recall, he won the Heisman Trophy back in 1980. He led Georgia to their national championship that year. And when I say he led them, he was their one and only weapon. And as a National Football League player, he was a fine team player and worked harder than anyone on his team always, and I admire him, and he will work hard for the state of Georgia, and I will be praying for you, Herschel Walker. God bless you, my friend, and I wish him nothing but the best. Also on the brighter side, Rocky Chevalier Sr., the YouTube sensation that I'm sure that you guys have watched by now, he and his brilliance and his view of the world, he's going to share with us. He's going to co-host our channel on September the 25th. Make sure you don't miss it. Get the word out. Rocky Chevalier Sr. is going to be the co-host, and it's going to be a blast, and you will be fascinated by the way this man sees things. He's truly one of my heroes. I love him very much. And also, you want to check out his YouTube channel, Rocky Chevalier Sr. You'll be fascinating. It's just entertaining. Quite a man. And let's see here. We want to shout out to AOK Power Wash. And they offer free demonstrations and estimates. Free estimates. And it's 740-704-9575. And you don't pay unless you're satisfied. You don't pay unless you're satisfied. I wish every business was ran that way, but this is a well-run business. Again, that's AOK Power Washing, 740-704-9575. Make sure you give them a call. You'll be satisfied, I promise you. And also, Mackenzie Hurley. You want to check out her YouTube channel. She's a bright young woman, and she will give you a lot of medical information. And also, she has some entertaining videos that she's posted, and I love her point of view, and she's so easy to listen to. She's got such a sweet voice, and she's just a genuine, sweet person, and anyway, I love her very much. Anyway, folks, your breath is your spirit. Your spirit is your breath. Keep on breathing, brothers and sisters. We need you. We need every one of you. And thank you for the support that you've given the channel. And this is our channel, and if you're a guest on here, you will say what's on your mind, and I will not interrupt you. So I look forward to meeting many of you. And all lives matter, especially yours. Pray to your God. Pray to your higher self. Be the best person you can be. Blessings to all of you. Be safe.